I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not so much. And with that, we welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Also not a fatty, fatty boomba laddie. Yes.
Daryl, hot off the presses. Daryl says billionaires pay to keep the skeletons in the closet. Why people are still surprised by this remains comical to me. Daryl, what are you getting at when you tweeted that out moments ago right before this appearance? Probably kept you a little late.
Wow.
You were late because of the appearance.
No, this Washington football team stuff that's going on with the emails that aren't getting disclosed and the stuff that's leaking out. Supposedly the league lawyer had a cushy relationship with Bruce Allen. And I mean, you don't become a billionaire by being a nice person, okay? And
what's wrong with amassing money in this capitalistic country? Daryl, come on. We have some billionaires listening to the show. We have son-in-laws of billionaires listening to the show. Are you sure you want to go there?
I'm going to be very careful when I say I'm not going to bring up anything that might have happened within the last 7 years involving federal authorities. But the NFL right now doesn't want any of this to come out because John Gruden, I think, is the tip of the iceberg, and he was the sacrificial lamb. He also made the mistake of calling the commissioner some unflattering names as well. So I don't think it's a secret why that stuff got leaked, but the NFL does not want the contents of that investigation out in the open because I think it's the Gruden stuff and the stuff with the
Daryl,
the NFL lawyer.
No company wants any of that stuff out in the open. It's always when stuff ends up coming out, it's always not the original investigation.
Yeah.
It's hilarious how that works. I don't think fans really care about this, but I also don't think fans understand what could come out and the chaos. I mean, none of it's good.
It's all bad. It really is.
Yeah, I brought up the Stan Kroenke thing. I just saw an article, Charles Robinson, over the last week, how if information could be coming out that involves that, there could be Rooney Rule stuff that comes out. There could be CBA negotiation stuff that ends up coming out that could be very damaging to a lot of different parties.
Yeah, so you got to look at the situation. It's better off for the NFL to try and keep as much of this, if not all of it, buried and take that PR hit for the lack of transparency and disclosure and protecting the billionaires and the people in power versus what could potentially happen if a lot of the contents of that investigation become public. So when you're weighing those two options in the league office right now, you're trying to keep as much of this confidential as possible because, like I said, it's got to be nuclear as far as the ugliness and the fallout that could potentially happen as a result of it. On the flip side, I certainly understand why those that were affected by the genesis of that investigation, which were sexual harassment allegations within that organization, the victims, that I totally understand why the victims want some transparency here. And the fact that the one person to lose their job in the last week as a result of this investigation, quite frankly, had nothing to do with the reason why the investigation took place in the first place.
Daryl Trotsky joining us here on the show right now. Daryl, is Nick Chubb going to play on Sunday?
I don't know.
Don't know. Come on, Daryl. What do you mean
that's
you don't know?
That's a big game.
He hasn't practiced this week. He wasn't out there yesterday, which tells me he was inside getting treatment or working in the weight room. But you know Nick Chubb. I mean, you pretty much have to lock him in a room and throw away the key to keep him off the field.
I really don't know Nick Chubb. He seems to be kind of a hard target to get to.
He's also a hard guy to bring down. But,
ooh!
But, yeah, I would lean more toward he's going to play than not. But, you know, we saw him on the field Wednesday just kind of hanging out. Did not see that yesterday, so, you know, we'll see. Hopefully Kevin Stefanski gives us a little more of we'll have to wait and see over the next 48 hours, which is typically how he answers injury questions on Friday.
What is some of the good news, though, based on who has been able to be active at practice and at least show up?
Well, the secondary appears to be getting healthier. Greg Newsome and Denzel Ward both indicated yesterday that they feel like they're going to be able to play or be ready to play. The fact that Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney practiced yesterday, albeit on a limited basis, that's good news. Tack McKinley also returning to practice, some good news there. So it's not all bad on the injury front, but yeah, 17 guys on the injury report this week for the Browns. That's a lot of bodies, and they're important pieces too.
Why do you think they got so many injuries?
I don't know. I have no idea. It bad luck, I guess. And here's the thing, Ken. It's not that they just have injuries, like multiple injuries, right? I mean, Kareem Hunt's dealing with wrist and knee. Myles Garrett's got a knee and an ankle injury. Jadeveon Clowney, elbow and a knee. Takaris McKinley, an ankle and a knee. A.J. Green, a shoulder and a knee. Malik McDowell's got a trifecta, elbow, foot, and neck. Greedy Williams, a shoulder and a knee. I've seen the Browns be loaded up with injuries, but not where so many guys have multiple injuries that they're dealing with. So hopefully these guys are able to get healthy. But they got a tough stretch here, having to play two games in less than a week.
Daryl, who's your favorite football player?
Current football player?
Ever.
Oh, ever. Oh, my goodness.
In any of the leagues, too. Can be from the USFL,
nah.
World XFL.
I would say I'm dating myself, youth. I loved watching Joe Montana growing up.
Oh, that was so boring.
Would you consider trading OBJ?
Consider it, yeah, but it's not something that I'm interested in. I think the Browns need Odell to win a Super Bowl. I really do. I think he's doing all the right things. He's being a team player. I know the argument, you're not paying a guy $14 million a year to be a decoy or to block downfield, but you know he's doing what's being asked of him right now, and I really think that last January they could have used Odell to help them beat the Chiefs. So I think his value, even if he's not stuffing the box score can with catches and yards and touchdowns right now, I think his value comes in the postseason when if he's able to make a big play in the playoffs that helps you win a game, I think it's absolutely worth every penny right now.
What's your favorite color?
Red. Fire engine red, to be specific.
Favorite Cleveland Browns color combination for the uniforms?
I like the brown over the orange. Brown jersey, orange pants.
What's the biggest reason why you think the Browns and OBJ and Baker Mayfield have never been able to be on the same page here? Answer the question.
I am going to put it on the defenses dictating. This is what Alex Van Pelt said yesterday, and I somewhat buy it. I'm gonna put it more on Baker making the decision to go elsewhere with the football because he doesn't like what the defenses are doing to Odell.
What do you think happened on those final two possessions? Now that we've had all the conversation, and how do we make sure it doesn't happen again?
First off, if you need 10 yards, you give it to the two guys that can get you those 10 yards, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. I think Kevin Stefanski coached that tight. The game, in my view, was not lost in the final 90 seconds, Anthony. It was lost when they had the ball with 3 minutes to go and they couldn't pick up a first down. That the moment they had to punt away, I had a really, really bad feeling. I think the defense absolutely did the right thing by pulling the running back into the end zone just so they could get the ball back and have a chance with 90 seconds left. But, yeah, I think that Kevin Stefanski has to continue to be the same aggressive coach that he's shown us to be. I didn't see that in the final 4 minutes of that football game.
Darryl Ryder joining us on the hotline. We talked about the pressure for a game like this. I know that it doesn't really factor into the big tiebreakers, the immediate tiebreakers, because it's an NFC team, but feels like a huge game, Darryl. Feels like there is a lot of pressure, and the difference between winning this game and losing this game is pretty big.
Well,
you're not buying it.
Yeah, too early in the season. Yeah, and the other thing too is when I look at the schedule coming up, I think the Browns can stack up some wins real fast. You know, I understand what you're saying. They lose, they fall to 3-3, and everyone's upset because this is not a 500 football team. But they should beat Denver. They should beat Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's a little tougher game than I thought it would be, but they should beat the Patriots. They should beat the Lions. So at worst, they should be able to win four of the next five after that. So I understand what you're saying. You don't want to have back-to-back losses. They've yet to lose back-to-back games under Kevin Stefanski, but I'm not going to subscribe to this is the end of the world if they're not able to pull this thing out on Sunday, because, again, I look at this schedule, and they should be able to get fat real fast.
You nervous about Jamie Gillen?
If the punter is the worst thing I have to worry about, no. He's not obviously getting the reps that he used to get, right? Which is a good thing. But when he gets out there, it's like Mike Prefer said. When he gets out there, he's got to get the job done. They needed a big punt from him last Sunday, and they didn't get it. So I don't know if I'm nervous about a punter, but I do think that some of the criticism that Gillen has received here the last couple of weeks, I do think it's fair, because when they've needed execution in the punt game from him, they've not gotten it.
Do you like salty or sweet snacks?
Oh, sweet snacks. I major sweet tooth. I put my dentist kids through college already.
Has it ever crossed your mind that Alex Van Pelt should be the one calling plays?
No, because it wasn't a problem last year, so why is it a problem all of a sudden this year? I think Kevin Stefanski is human, whether we want to admit it or not, regardless of what our expectations are and whatnot. And I think he, last week, little humanity kicked in late in that game. And I'm perfectly comfortable with Kevin Stefanski calling the plays. He did it last year without a problem, and I don't see an issue this year.
I agree with you. I just wanted to make sure you were on record about it. That's where I stand. Go ahead, Tone.
I'm done.
He's got nothing.
I got nothing. That's pretty good, Darryl.
Anthony's like, I'm done with you.
Well, Darryl, I mean, you came out on fire on the NFL and billionaires, and where do you go from there, you know?
I used the fastball too soon, huh?
Darryl, yesterday, Adam the Bull said
you said you were done. Now you're not done.
I'm going to continue. Please let me continue. Please, uninterrupted. Yesterday, Adam the Bull said he would take 13 quarterbacks ahead of Baker Mayfield right now if there was a draft. Dustin said 16.
Wow.
Where are you on that?
I'd have to really sit down and
well, I hope you're sitting down and start writing it down.
You're sitting down right now.
Before I go on the record with something like that, which I know a certain quarterback would absolutely either read or hear about, I'd really need to sit down and examine that. I don't know if it's 16.
Okay, let's start out. Tom Brady, yes or no?
Yeah.
Derek Carr?
No.
Matthew Stafford?
No.
Wow. Justin Herbert?
Maybe.
Wow. Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, because he's such a unique player.
Wow, he said it.
Kyler Murray?
See, this is it. See, this is why I don't like doing this.
I have more names.
He said it. I got him.
Oh, Anthony's going to be tweeting this out from the show.
I'm sure the headline's going to be beyond
Kyler
spectacular.
Daryl
Ryder says Baker Mayfield should be run out of town on a rail.
All
I
on
can
record.
See it now.
Kyler Murray. That's a yes. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's got a Super Bowl ring and two Super Bowl MVP and an NFL MVP.
Jalen Hurts.
No.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Josh Allen.
No.
Really? I agree, because I hate it, because we were like, they should have drafted Josh Allen. Hugh Jackson would have ran him right into the ground, right. And then Freddie Kitchens would have buried him.
Dak Prescott.
No.
Sam Darnold.
No.
Matt Ryan.
No.
Carson Wentz.
No.
Jared Goff.
No.
Joe Burrow.
We are over.
No.
Ryan Tannehill.
That's it.
No.
Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Daryl, for the time. Maybe. We appreciate the time. All the best, Daryl.
Have a great weekend. I'll see you in L.A., Ken.
Daryl brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Coming up at 9:40. Coming in hot. You can say anything you want to within reason. Don't get us fined, obviously. But coming in hot, coming up at 9:40. And giving away talent is going to make the Browns better. That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.